Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about the end of summer. Do you struggle with the change of seasons? Would you like to be more mindful as fall begins? Are you looking to have your space move easily from summer to fall? Learn how to easily and effortlessly transition into fall as we begin our month focusing on the end of summer.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas.
Hey everyone, I hope you had a great summer. I missed you guys, but I'm really happy that I took a 6-week break. I feel really rested. I feel recharged. I got a lot of writing done, which I'm super excited about. It was the right move for me. I have to admit, I probably should have done this when I started the podcast. I just get so excited and want to give you guys a bunch of material. And then I get a little overwhelmed because there's so much to do for the podcast that I should have taken a break. Anyway, live and learn. Right? It's not a mistake. I've learned. So moving forward, definitely going to be taking a break. I think that it's a good break for you. Let me know, were you guys doing some decluttering over the break? Or did you take a break with me? And if you took a break, did you have fun? What'd you do? Either way, it's okay. If you decluttered, you didn't. It's all about being in tune with ourselves, what we need. And it's important to remember in general, we need to rest and recharge. I don't declutter 24/7, and you shouldn't either. Quick announcement, I have 2 masterminds coming up in September, Back to School, which I did last year, and a new one, How to Declutter Your Life. Of course, you can find everything at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. And guys, I'm going to encourage you, if you have been listening to this podcast, it's been going on since September 2014, and you haven't taken any action, the mastermind is a really affordable way to get things done and to get support, because it's done with a group. You get a lot of good information at a more affordable price. My purpose in having the mastermind is to offer an affordable option. Again, if you haven't been doing something, this is a cost-effective way for you to get some support. Today's episode was inspired because I think it's kind of cool to be aware as we change seasons. For my friends down under, you'll be transitioning into spring, and really, these same principles apply. And when we are transitioning here in North America, apply these to spring as well. They really are some great suggestions for any time we go into another season. Here are my suggestions to transition into fall. First, take time to recap the summer. Perhaps you journal about what your best memories were. What did you really like? What would you do differently? What did you find yourself saying, "Ooh, I'd like to try that"? Record all your thoughts. Share the special memories. If you have photos, take the time now to create a book or a digital file. If you've printed the photos, take the time to organize them. One of the things I see with a lot of clients is photo projects, because they haven't done anything with them for years, and there are a ton of photos to organize and to clutter through. So if you do this and kind of recap your summer, and again, make this easy, make it fun. Do it between commercials or get the family involved. Have pizza night and have everyone organize and go through the photos. Make it a fun project. And the same with recapping all the memories. I really encourage you to get everyone involved, because your children or your spouse are probably going to have a different take. Maybe they didn't enjoy something as much as you did and were really fascinated by something else. Get everyone involved. You knew this one was coming. Organize and declutter clothes. With every member of the household, go through your summer clothes. Decide what you're going to hold on to, give away, and donate. If you didn't wear something this summer, Now's the time to let it go. This is an area where you really want to gain discernment, and it supports you because you flex those muscles and build those muscles of, okay, I didn't wear it. Can I let it go and be decisive and make a decision instead of hemming and hawing? If you need to get anything dry clean now, get a pile together and take it to the cleaners. Bring out your fall clothes. Remember, you can wear white in the fall. When I moved to Los Angeles, I have to say that was something that was kind of a relief because they really don't have rules out there. You see people in jeans at a fancy restaurant, and where I grew up, that would just never happen. And you were never aware white after Labor Day. Have some fun and bring in those awesome seasonal colors like mustard and russet. And if you live in a climate like I do, Raleigh, you can use some of your summer clothes in the fall. For example, you can use leggings if you want to wear that summer dress and just add a cardigan. You're also going to want to do the same with all of your outdoor items, such as gardening tools, grilling supplies, tents, and tablecloths, etc. Give everything a good scrub and make sure it dries. Pack it away and label. If you have lawn furniture, same with that. Get all of that stuff clean and store it. Now's the time to redo your meal plan. There are new veggies and fruits that are coming into season. What would you like to try? This year, this summer, was the summer of the panini for me. I did very different experiments with basil pesto, rosso pesto, and vegetables, and how could I combine them? And it was a lot of fun, and I was getting my veggies. It's a great way to sneak the veggies in for my husband as well, who is vegetably challenged. But now that fall's coming, different things are going to be in season. I also joined Pressure Cooker Nation and got a melty pot. I'm having my husband hopefully help me and read the directions, but I'm really excited. I've been beginning to mark recipes that I'd like to try. Everyone I know that has one loves it. And what really pushed me to get it was my dear friend Cotty got one. And Cotty's not a really big cook, and she loves it and cooks now. So think about it. What's coming in? Pumpkin and squashes and all those yummy recipes you can do. So eat seasonally. Are you tired of being stressed out every time school begins? Would you or your child benefit from being more organized? Ready to be on top of it all and achieve your goals? Our successful school year, get organized, clear clutter, and gain peace of mind, Facebook Mastermind community can support you. More information at reawakenyourbrilliance.com under Life Organization Masterminds. Find a new rhythm and routine. The days are getting shorter. The weather is getting cooler. What do you need to do to mesh with this? Do you need to adjust or add a mindfulness practice? What activities will suit you as the days get shorter? For example, we hike later when it becomes fall. Usually we're out in the morning, but it's a little warmer in the afternoon, so that's when we hike. Does your family and your children need to find a new rhythm and routine? Schoolwork's going to be added. There are going to be sports. How does that change things for the family? Figure all that out. Get into that rhythm and routine to make everything easier. What do you have to look forward to this season? For me, it's Pittsburgh Steeler football. Hiking weekly again. I melt in the humidity. Although I have to say we've been very fortunate this summer in Raleigh. It was a cooler July than usual. We actually had days under 90, which is pretty amazing. And so we did hike a time or two, but I'm very excited to be back to doing it weekly in the fall. What are you excited about? How can you bring that excitement into every day? Look at your decor. Get ready to bring out cozy blankets, lighting candles, and changing the front door wreath. Maybe you bring in fall colors and put away the things that are more summery. I used to work for a doctor, and he had this big armoire where he would store stuff and change things during the season. It was pretty cool. Now, I'm not a decorator like that, but I do bring out the blankets and candles. I love Halloween. It makes me happy. I bring out my Halloween stuff earlier. Now, definitely in September. I decided as an adult, I could adult. Halloween means fall to me, even when it's warm here in Raleigh. Bring the joy into your decor. Are you like me and love Halloween? Put your stuff out early. Do what feels good to you. Revamp your health and beauty routine. What exercises will you do now? If you walked outside or hiked outside a lot, do you need to bring that indoors? How about a mindfulness practice? Maybe being in nature is something that you did on a daily basis. How will you switch that up with the weather getting cooler? Perhaps you'd like to meditate inside and create a sacred space. Also, look at your beauty routine. You probably don't need as much toner now, but a good moisturizer. Now is also a good time to check in with your doctor about any meds you may be taking. Is there something new you can try? How are you feeling on it? Are there options for diet and lifestyle changes that perhaps could get you off the medicine? Is there anything you need to know about the medicine that you're taking? And finally, take time for reflection. Transitioning into fall offers us an opportunity to assess and figure out what's working and what isn't, and course correct if we need to. It may be the perfect time to begin something new or take on a challenge. The fall is about harvest. Think about the seeds you planted all the way back in January at the beginning of 2018. Consider the figurative seeds you planted in January. What have you reaped? What do you need to think about for next year's harvest? These are some suggestions to get you started as you transition. What else would you add? What else would you like to do? Take actions from today's podcast. Recap the summer by journaling, going through your photos, etc. Organize and clear the clutter in your clothes and summer items. Discover and create a new rhythm and routine. Amp up your fall decor if you're inspired. Examine your beauty regimen and see what needs to be updated. Plan and create new meals based on the fall harvest. Reflect on what is working and what isn't. Course correct where you need to. On our August bonus episode, we're talking about being aware of your mental clutter. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.